This is a good reminder to tell you all to upgrade. Just do, no fear. The most your 发挥的杀猪养你 In Amor is your 发挥的 will slaughter pigs and take care of you. I chanced upon this article from Stack Homes. The title very good leh.
Should we sell our freehold condo for 2.2 million leasehold landed instead?
The only correct thing about this sentence
is the spelling.
The rest
don't make any sense to me eh.
And you see the picture beside showing a landed property in Verde View Never mind, I will share my thoughts with you later. Oh, hi Stay. We upgraded from HDB to EC. Now live in a condo. Very good. This is a very typical way of how you upgrade. Buy a BTO. After your MOP, you hua. By right, straight away buy condo already. But this fella jump to a hopefully a new EC. Wah, make some subsidy from there. Make some hua kui as a first owner. Then now live in a condo. Now considering to move to landed home.
Ooh la la.
This is the perfecto upgrade journey.
Singapore dream.
A freehold property is out of our budget, so we are focusing on 99 leasehold options. Simisa. They have just received the sales proceeds from their former home Signature at Yishun. They bought around late 2017, relatively low PSF. I believe they are the first owner, and we all know any first EC owner they huat big ma. You see how much they made. Signature at Yishun, completion 2017. They buy in 2017. I remember those should be the balance units back then, and they didn't fulfill 5 years MOP, so I guess they sold around 2022. Bought 2017, this size. So November 2022, wow, made 500,000. Scully Diaz is a bigger size. Bought 2017, sold 2022. This size made 550,000.
They smelly chow chow make
500,000 ma. But they did a silly mistake, and now they stay in a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom.
Okay.
At Lilium, a freehold condo. When I hear this project name
Walao, it's very sad already eh.
People very weird one. They make money already, then suddenly. Don't know who tell them or some people tell them, oh, must buy freehold. Then 3D la, 3D, they go and buy this project. Okay, for those people who do not know where is Lilium, it's okay. As I say, there are some things that you do not need to know. No, because Lilium is a project that I like to make fun of many, many years ago. So what is the first thing you have done wrong? You sold something with a tennis court, which you have made money, and now you go and buy something that is no tennis court.
Why? Why you want to choose stun like that?
And now they want to ask for some help. Very good. At least they ask for some help. Some of you here, you have really made mistake. You don't dare to say because it's embarrassing. For their bravery, let's give them a round of applause. At least they're asking for solution. And here are their two options. Option one, decouple and buy a second property. As a professional consultant, straight away I hear this, I don't need to read. I will only recommend decoupling when I feel that the property has potential. Then you can keep lah. If the property has no potential,
then you keep for what?
And there's decoupling fees to pay. How much? It depends on your shareholding. Is it husband 50%, wife 50%, or husband 99%, or wife 1%, or the other way? Because 99%, 1%, when you decouple, maybe all in $7,000-$8,000 gao tim.
Means settle lah.
But if the property is 50-50, then it depends on the value. It can be 25 to 30,000. And just now you already heard my view. When I hear the property is already a shitty la shit one, you still go and pay such money to decouple to keep the property for enough 4 years. It's a waste of time, waste of youth,
waste of everything.
They want to consider an older resale condo like the Madeira Palm Gardens under my name. And straight away, these two projects is old de la old. I cannot say old. It's already cute de la cute property already. And usually for people who are young, like my viewers here, the young hua kueh still got bling bling one. Then you should buy younger condos lah. There are so many good resale performing good deals out there. So you want to learn I have an upcoming webinar touching about new launch and resale. I'll put the link somewhere here, and I'll also put the link in the comment section below. Do attend and learn from there. And they are also exploring some areas like Bukit Gombak, Choa Chu Kang, or Bukit Panjang. Gombak, walao eh. I think for the past 100 years of my career, I haven't recommended anyone to buy Gombak property. Please don't be the first one. Then Bukit Panjang, alamak. I already say, anything with the word Panjang got problem one. The last choice that they have Choa Chu Kang, there are good projects around there that is performing. When I say performing, it's based on these three areas. Because if I compare Choa Chu Kang to the other good OCR areas, Choa Chu Kang is the slower growth already. And their budget is 1.3 to 1.4. It's because you decouple. You only sell part of the property. That's why you don't have enough money for the second property, ma. With this kind of budget, of course, you are forced to buy cute deluxe project or project which is non-approved by me, which is the Panjang area la, Gombak area la. In summary, very simple. If you come to me and you tell me this scenario, the option one is to decouple. No, I will stop you there. You don't need to continue anymore. I will just tell you,
just sell la.
Because it's a waste of time. You don't even need to go there because you should focus things that are more important. These are things that you shouldn't even think of. Then they also have option two. Sell and upgrade to landed. Very good. You have the thoughts of selling. Very good. Because there are some xiao gia. They have some crazy emotions about their lousy property. That one need to kan tai fu already. That one. Tai fu means those
ancient physician.
To give them some herbs to burn and drink in order to have the right mind. We are considering a house that is priced 2.2 million.
Harry, I got 2.2 million budget. I want to buy landed.
Aiyah, xiao gia, buy simi side landed. Even ghosts don't even want to stay in the landed because I only recommend freehold landed. And I recommend leasehold condo. But you do topping. You want to challenge the formula. You want to try your luck. So everyone, come on lah. I am more obsessed than everyone here talking about property. I see transactions every day. Don't go and choose stun. Don't backside itchy itchy.
I want to prove Eric wrong.
If you are right, I will learn from you. At the end of the day, it's all about education, and I hope to see everyone what to the sky. Okay, so now they have a few concerns. Semi-concern. The unit at Lilium has been on the market for a few months, but no viewing so far. Everyone, can we agree? This is the creme de la creme time, which means the market is good and still cannot sell. There's only one problem.
The property is shit, oh.
I'm sorry to say that. You know why helium rhymes with lilium already, right? Because whatever you invest, your money become helium.
Evaporates, bye-bye.
You look at lilium transaction, 5 years old, 80 units. No recent transactions. Simisai, no transactions. They launched in 2019. The last unit sold in April 2023. It's 6-7 years already. No transaction. What does this tell you? Flip table lah, three already lah. What hua kui, take out the kui already lah.
Chou eh.
And the Villa Verde property are already 20 years old and there is some lease decay to consider. Don't you chuo zai chuo, right? Don't keep doing the wrong things ma. New launch and resale condos are priced above 2 million today and the question whether a 2.2 million landed property might offer better value with shorter remaining lease.
Don't be cuckoo.
Hey guys, these are all my inner thoughts I just want to be straightforward so that you don't make the same mistake. Remember, your Hua Kui leader always caring and concerned for you. So do you think 99 leasehold landed property at about 2.2 is a better long term blah 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 blah? Sometimes I hear all this blah blah blah, I don't even want to say stop lah, 你不要再讲话 lah, stop, let me talk, you don't talk. Again, this is my inner thought. I'm very friendly one. So this is the gist of the story. Let's see what solutions they have and let's see whether we can learn something from them. Hi, thanks for writing to us. Your property choice has been a textbook example blah 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 of upgrading, enter early, benefit from market growth, blah blah blah, and ladder, and they write very well. I can't do this, man. Your next property upgrade isn't about moving up anymore, it's deciding what you want to optimize your lifestyle, blah blah blah. Okay, now they talk about Lilium. In general, the lack of viewing for at the Lilium after a few months in the market is concerning as it affects how easily you can execute your next step. Correct. If you can't sell, you don't even need to think about what you want to buy next. It's a boutique 80 unit project at District 19. Got tennis court or not? Don't have right, then you go and buy.
Who go go?
I see. Learn from me.
Don't be stubborn.
Boutique condos, a bit more niche compared to mass market. If you are not rich, why want to be niche?
Not rich, no niche.
That's why I like mass market. Good times people upgrade, bad times people upgrade. So from the launch of Lilium 2019 to date, the condo haven't have any sub-sale resale transaction. That means this 80 household, what lao eh, very proud holding on to it. Wow, then they still do a lot of research. Wow, they talk about how the price moves lah, blah 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 lah. Wow, 2-bedroom units, what is the square feet, the price, 3-bedder, 4-bedder. Don't even need to do all this research because it's not about keeping the property. You are not going to decouple the property and keep then do so much research, also useless. The thing is about just sell. And they replied to their option one, decoupling and buying a condo near Gombak. And they talk about these two cute deluxe condos. And they have the Guilin, Hugh Star. As a pro consultant, I don't even talk about this because because this is not the plan. It's not that your budget is only 1.3, 1.4. The plan is we don't even talk about decoupling. Okay, blah, 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 blah. I respect everything that is done by Stack Homes. There's a lot of research to be done. I do research like that, and it really takes up a lot of time. And these are info that is good for you, lah. But very good. I see there's a lot of value given, but I won't do this, lah, because this is not the plan, mah. A lot, lah. Then they talk about what, still talking about the 1.3, 1.4 million range, 2 beta, blah, blah, blah. 3 beta, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's skip. And they replied to option 2. Selling and buying a Villa Verde landed home. If it's me, I'll ask you go fly kite and stop there. Don't even think about that. And again, they do a lot of research. Wow, go and read, lah. Blah, 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 blah. And still compare. Don't compare already, lah. Let's go into my thoughts now. Because I have better option for you. I will share with you later what I will do with your 2.2 million budget. If you do not want to make any mistakes, do remember to subscribe, and I will see you in the next video.